First, they've got to end the season they're currently in, and to do that, they're staging a play with a very green star, Shrek.
We are bringing it to life at the Magic Theater.
The Magic's Amy Stead explains.
Tons of musical numbers. It's a huge cast. David Morgan is playing Shrek, and Apollo Bradley, one of the Magic's favorites, is playing donkeys.
The Magic's focus is bringing theater to young people, and their fall titles reflect that.
We're opening up with Miss Nelson Is Missing, a show about a teacher who can't control her students, so she disguises herself as Viola Swamp, a very scary teacher to try to scare the kids straight, followed by Junie B. Jones, which is one of the Magic's favorites. It's a holiday show, Junie B. Jones, Jingle Bells, Batman Smells.
The season continues through the autumn and into the winter.
We have a really exciting show, Elephant and Piggy. That is a book by Mo Willems, and he was a writer on Sesame Street.
The Magic is known for its adaptation of books to the stage.
Elephant and Piggy is a beginner's reader book. My own son reads it. He's almost six.
So is your son like, oh my God, you work at the greatest place in the world?
I'd say because we have another title, Magic Treehouse, which if you have children who are already reading or you read to them chapter books, Magic Treehouse is incredibly popular.
And why not? It's all about a time traveling treehouse. Also on the horizon for the Magic is the beginning construction of the Hemisphere renovation just to their south.
Hemisphere has assured us that the construction really shouldn't affect our audiences or our performances.
We have more on Shrek and the Magic's new season at tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.